The state will only allow a limited number of new emergency room beds in Anchorage in the next decade. And two big hospitals in the city are competing for the right to build them with very different visions for the best way to expand emergency care. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
On a busy day, the emergency department at Providence Hospital admits more than 200 patients. There aren't enough rooms, so some patients are in beds in hallways with curtains for privacy. Dr. Daniel Safranek, the department's medical director, says it's not ideal.
It makes the department feel crowded and a little bit chaotic.
Providence is asking the state to approve 14 more emergency room beds. 10 will be focused on pediatric emergency patients, freeing up other beds for adults. Because of crowding in its current ER, Providence says most of those new rooms could be filled as soon as they're built. But in Alaska, hospitals need approval from the state to build big new projects. The idea is to prevent hospitals from building too many facilities and then passing the cost on to consumers. The state has decided Anchorage can support 13 new emergency room beds between now and 2022. An Alaska Regional Hospital has its own vision of how to best use those beds. CEO Julie Taylor wants to build the first freestanding emergency departments in Alaska. One in South Anchorage and another in Eagle River.
It's a model that's proven in other markets to be more efficient and more effective and also can save lives.
Freestanding emergency departments offer a higher level of care than urgent care clinics. They operate 24 hours a day, are staffed with emergency medicine physicians, and are equipped with CAT scans and X-ray machines. Taylor says residents who live in outlying areas of Anchorage deserve quicker access to emergency care.
I think that we are at a disadvantage because all of the hospitals are located within a 2-mile radius of each other. So what if we had an earthquake and all of a sudden the roads were cut off? Everything is in one central area. So having emergency services available in the more remote locations obviously is better.
Because freestanding ERs aren't attached to a hospital, though, they don't allow quick access to specialists or surgery or blood transfusions. In the lower 48, they've been criticized for increasing inappropriate emergency room use and driving up the cost of care. Taylor says that is not Alaska Regional's intention. But Dr. Safranek at Providence Hospital is skeptical of the concept. He says many patients who visit freestanding ERs would be better served in an urgent care clinic. And he says in a true emergency, a patient is going to need to be transferred to a hospital anyway.
And more than likely, when you're transferred, you're going to end up in the emergency department of that hospital because that's where you can get services quickly. And so you end up delaying care for the sickest patients. So you're increasing the cost of care for many people, and the sickest people can't be cared for there. They have to go to the hospital.
Dr. Safranek doesn't think freestanding ERs deserve to be measured against traditional ER beds as Commissioner Valerie Davidson weighs her decision. But the state disagrees, and it will be up to the Office of Rate Review in the Division of Health and Social Services to make a recommendation to the commissioner. Executive Director Jared Cosen.
We'll look at what the trend patterns are for access, and we'll do our analysis, and ultimately it'll be up to the commissioner to listen to the public, look at the proposals, and make a decision.
Cosen says he expects Commissioner Davidson to issue a decision by the end of July. She could decide to split the ER beds between the two hospitals. A public hearing on the issue will be held next Monday, May 18th, from 4 to 7 p.m. at the LUSAC Library. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.